Here are the five main therapeutic interventions that you will need to begin your work with children. First, make eye contact with the child. A child needs to know immediately that you are interested in them. Be welcoming, warm, and open toward the child from the very first contact. Second, address the child directly. Don't talk about the child like he's not there. Often in a first session, when you're getting information about the presenting issues from the parent or caregiver, they'll recite a litany of bad behaviors or things that the child has been doing wrong or failing at. While we don't want to openly correct or admonish the parent, we also don't want to start talking about the child like he's invisible. This is true even for a young child of 3 or 4. The rule of thumb is the following. Listen to what the parent is saying, then acknowledge that you know the child is hearing what's being said about him by speaking directly to the child and saying something like, "So, Bobby, Mommy says you don't want to go to school sometimes. What do you think about that?" Third, call the child by name. Do you remember your own childhood? Do you remember when you learned how to write your name? How you wrote it all over your notebooks and binders in big block letters or colored markers or cursive? Children love to hear their names used in positive, accepting tones. Fourth, make clearly understandable statements about what happens in your office. Communicate the reasons the child will be meeting with you and what will happen when the two of you work together in a language that the child can developmentally understand. This will help to reduce any anxiety or normal fearfulness the child may have about what's going to happen. It also may relieve some of the fantasies the child may have about meeting with you. For example, thinking that the process could be like going to the pediatrician and getting scary or painful tests or shots. And fifth, pay more attention to the child than to others in the room. Remember that you're setting the stage for establishing the therapeutic relationship from the very first contact. So if the caregivers are present to give information at that first contact, you need to begin establishing your relationship with the child as the primary client by respectfully giving a good deal of your attention to that child. This can be accomplished through the use of techniques 1 through 5, which we have just outlined.